The leaders who have made best use of intelligence, Hannibal, Julius Caesar, Prince Metternich, Winston Churchill, Lyndon Johnson during his career in the U.S. Senate, were all first and foremost great students of human nature and superior readers of men. They honed their skills through personal observation of people. Only with that foundation could the use of spies extend their powers of vision. Understand. Day in and day out, people emit signals that reveal their intentions and deepest desires. If we do not pick them up, it is because we are not paying attention. The reason for this is simple. We are usually locked up in our own worlds, listening to our internal monologues, obsessed with ourselves and with satisfying our own egos. We tend to see other people merely as reflections of ourselves. To the extent that you can drop your self-interest and see people for who they are, divorced from your desires, you will become more sensitive to their signals. You will be amazed at how much you can pick up about people if you can shut off your incessant interior monologue, empty your thoughts, and anchor yourself in the moment. The details you now see give you unfiltered information from which you can put together an accurate picture of people's weaknesses and desires. Be particularly attentive to their eyes. It takes a lot of effort to hide the eyes' message about a person's state of mind. It is, of course, critical that people be unaware you are watching them so closely. Do not ask too many questions. The trick is to get people to relax and open up without prodding, shadowing them so quietly that they never guess what you're really up to. In general, it is easier to observe people in action, particularly in moments of crisis. Those are the times when they either reveal their weaknesses or struggle so hard to disguise it that you can see through the mask. You can actively probe them by doing things that seem harmless but get a response. Maybe say something bold or provocative, then see how they react. Making people emotional, pushing their buttons, will touch some deep part of their nature. Either they will let slip some truth about themselves, or they will put on a mask that you, in the laboratory situation you have created, will be able to peer behind. The quality of the information you gather on your enemies is more important than the quantity. A single but crucial nugget can be the key to their destruction. When the Carthaginian general Hannibal saw that the Roman general he was facing was arrogant and hot-tempered, he would deliberately play weak, luring the man into a rash attack. Once Churchill saw that Hitler had a paranoid streak, becoming irrational at the merest hint of vulnerability, the British Prime Minister knew how to unhinge the German Führer. By feigning to attack some marginal area, like the Balkans, he could make him see threats on all sides and spread out his defenses, a critical military mistake. Always look for internal spies, people in the enemy camp who are dissatisfied and have an axe to grind. Turn them to your purposes, and they will give you better information than any infiltrator you sneak in from outside. Hire people the enemy has fired. They will tell you how the enemy thinks. President Bill Clinton got his best intelligence on the Republicans from his advisor, Dick Morris, who had worked for them for years and knew their weaknesses, both personal and organizational. A warning. Never rely on one spy, one source of information, no matter how good. You risk being played or getting slanted, one-sided information. Finally, the enemy you are dealing with is not an inanimate object that will simply respond in an expected manner to your strategies. Your enemies are constantly changing and adapting to what you are doing. Innovating and inventing on their own, they try to learn from their mistakes and from your successes. So your knowledge of the enemy cannot be static. Keep your intelligence up to date and do not rely on the enemy's responding the same way twice. Defeat is a stern teacher, and your beaten opponent today may be wiser tomorrow. Your strategies must take this possibility into account. Your knowledge of the enemy must be not just deep, but timely. Reversal. Even as you work to know your enemies, be aware that they are scrutinizing you and either give them nothing or feed them misinformation. Keeping yourself formless and inscrutable will make it impossible for people to defend themselves against you and render the intelligence they gather on you useless.